The Gemara Masechta Sota, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lamanu Kibul Schar Mi'amona. We learned the halacha of how a person could get schar from Amona. Says the Gemara Masa Be'amona Achas Shoya Beis HaKnesses B'Shkunasa. There was a situation where there was a woman, an Amona, who had a shul in her neighborhood. Vais Baal L'Spal B'Choyoyim. Yet she would come daven every day in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalah Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan told her, "Hare biti, hareish beis haknesses b'shkunach. There's a shul in your neighborhood. So why are you bothering yourself to come all the way here?" Amalah Rabbi. So she told him, Amalah, she said to him, "Rabbi, v'loi schar psias yeshli. Don't I have schar psias for coming here?" And therefore, based on this, to remark the Magen Avraham in Eirachayim Simon Tzadik Sivkot Mechabeis, and the Mishnah Brewer there in Sivkot Lamed Zayin quotes the Magen Avraham, says that if somebody has two shuls in a city, there's a mitzvah to daven in the shul that's further from him because of schar psias. As Dachroinim, based on the Gemara we quoted in our previous year, the Gemara Masechta Menachos, that says that when we're bringing the barley for the Michas HaOmer, you should try to bring it from the field that's closest to the Beis HaMikdash, because Eim Avir Malamitzis. So why over here, if somebody has a shul closer to their home, don't we say the same, Eim Avirim Alamitzis? So, the Shaul, there are many answers to this question. The Shaul Setshuvus Zichrin Yitzchak takes the following approach. He says that when you go to davening, you're not going to lose anything by going to the shul that's further. But all it means is that you have to get up a little earlier to go daven. In such a situation, the halacha is you should take schar halicha. But michas omer, there's a time you cut, and you're going to lose time from being able to do the mitzvah by going to the further field. The stechemed takes the approach that eim avir mala mitzvah, that going to daven in a shul to get schar halicha is only in a situation where indeed there are no other shuls that you pass on the way. But if you're going to pass a shul on the way, you have no right to daven in the further shul. The Goyone Ashas quotes the Maral Miprag in the Sivas Oilam. He says that davening is different than everything else. He says, what is davening all about? He says, davening is all about getting closer to Hashem. So, of course, the best way, the way we really accomplish it by davening, is through davening. But that doesn't mean that davening is the only act of getting closer to Hashem. Certainly, walking towards Hashem, walking towards the shul, is also included in an act of eskarvus to Hashem, and therefore, it's not a stira to eim avirim ala mitzvos. There are many poskim that discuss this issue, and the Shaul Setshuvus Mashag, Eirachayim Simon Chav Zayin says as follows. He says, certainly, there is no mitzvah to take more of a roundabout route to get to the shul in which you're going to daven. That's not what schar halicha means. Schar halicha means that every step you're taking towards shul, towards getting to shul, is schar halicha. And he therefore says, there's no point to specifically daven in a shul that's further, just like there's no mitzvah to take a more roundabout route to do any mitzvah. And nobody's going to get more schar just because he bothered himself more. He says, that the Gemara, that the Magen Avraham quotes, that this woman did daven in a shul that was further, is referring to a situation where that shul was a better place to daven. He says, the Gemara says, Rav Ami v'Rav Asi lo v'havi matzli eilo bein amuda hechda v'garse. There's a specific point to daven in a shul where people learn Torah. There's a specific point to daven in a shul where you have Roiv Am Hadras Melech. So if a person is walking further to daven in such a place, then he's going to get Schar Halicha. But if the shul that you're walking and taking a longer walk to get to isn't necessarily better than a shul that's close to you in your neighborhood, and there is no point of Schar Halicha. The Har Tzvi and the Shaul Tshuva Har Tzvi Orechayim Simon Nun Gimel also discusses how we reconcile the halacha of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvah with this halacha that we're speaking about Schar Halicha, and he makes the question even harder. He says, because in this very same similar simon in Shulchan Aruch, simon tzaddik, we learn that if somebody has a shul and he walks by a shul as they're davening, you're not allowed to walk by the shul and go to another shul. So how can we tell a person schar alicha when there's this halacha that may be violated? So he says an important rule. He says that, of course, if it's a situation that you're walking by a shul that's davening, you have no right to daven in the further shul. The case that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about was where it did not involve anybody walking a shul where they were davening already. Since it did not involve walking by a shul where anybody was davening, so there you get schar alicha. But otherwise, you have no right to walk by a shul that people are davening just because you want to have schar alicha. And he actually uses our Gemara as a proof to this concept, because we see in our Gemara, not the Gerus of Tosis, but the Pashta Girsa, he says, Al Gemara says that Hahuda Paga Bereisha. So we see that when it comes to mitzvahs, you're supposed to do the mitzvah that comes to your hand first. And therefore, you should be daven. You should do the mitzvah. He goes on the same track to say, however, so therefore he paskins that let's say to walk to the shul that's further from your home because you want to get schar halicha, it will involve walking by a shul, then you shouldn't do that. You should go to the shul that's on your way. It's only in a situation, he says, where you're not going to be passing a shul where you're davening anyway, is there a concept of schar alicha. Rabbi Avadya Yosef Zatzal and the Shailos HaTshuvos Yechav Das Chelik Beis Siman Tes has discussion as well, and he has somewhat of a different approach. He says that the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs is only in a situation which is a full-fledged mitzvah,
like the case of our Gemara, Shvichas Shiori Adam. But in his, he says, choosing, davening in this shul over another shul cannot be necessarily considered specifically a mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah to daven specifically in any one specific shul. And therefore, even though there's normally a rule of Eimavir Malamitzvahs, it doesn't apply over here. The Shiles of Tshuvas, B'tzela Chochma, Chelix Dalid, Simen Yutes, Chof, and Chof Aleph have a discussion around this subject. And just to tell you some of the points that he made, some of the points we've already actually established. Certainly, he says that even though there is a concept of Eimavir Malamitzvahs, Eimavir Malamitzvahs, he says, does not apply in a situation where if doing it in the other way, you'll be doing the mitzvah better. So if the second, if the shul that you're walking to is a better place to daven, daven there. Even if the reason you're choosing the shul is because you think it's a better place to daven, even though who's the one to say that it really is, that's already enough of a reason. He also says, interesting, that if the shul that you're walking further to is a shul where there's no machloikis, or I would venture to say he would say there's no talking by davening, that's also good enough reason to pick that shul. Another reason is a gemara, is a shir that we gave recently. If you have a kviyas makom, we spoke in a previous shir how important it is to be kaveya makom with tefilasai. Kviyas makom is a reason to walk to a further shul. He disagrees with what we just quoted from the Har Tzvi. And he says that even if it involves walking by a shul where on your way to that shul, it's still permitted. He also says that let's say somebody always davened in a shul that involved Tzchar Halicha. And now he moved and the shul is closer to his home and he's losing the Schar Alicha. He says she still continue davening in the shul that you're accustomed to daven. He also points out that Schar Alicha is only when you walk the shul. But if you're going to drive, that doesn't really mean Schar Alicha. He also says, even though we're learning about Schar Halicha should not be overdone. And if it's the shul is very far away and there are shuls that are closer, then you should not go to a shul that's very far away from your home. And then he says, interestingly, he says that given that he just said that Tzchar Halicha is only applicable when you walk to shul, he says even people that normally drive to shul should try every once in a while to walk to shul. Why? In order to have Tzchar Halicha, the right Tzchar Halicha, which is accomplished through walking.